I think as we celebrate the centennial of NGA, it was done in tremendous class. The staging today, we've already heard from different folks that were watching it on C-SPAN, and America's governors looked very good. It was tremendous, and great things have happened. I'd like to just say, as a former governor, on behalf of my fellow former governors, to the current governors, thank you for inviting us to the venue to be part of this. I think it's, To the first ladies, the first gentlemen, thanks for what you mean to us and the support which you always provide. The Liberty Bell Center is part of Independence National Historical Park. This encompasses 55 acres and 20 city parks. There used to be a number of buildings that were on what now you could refer to as a parade ground, and you can see that this, some have called it an urban renewal. I'm not so sure it isn't a de-urban renewal that has taken place, but it's spectacular and it's tremendous. As Darla pointed out, right across the street, the Declaration of Independence signed, the Constitution signed. I mean, what a fitting place for America's governors to gather. At the conclusion of the Constitutional Convention in 1787, 55 delegates hosted a banquet in honor of George Washington. Remember, he was the first conquering general in 1,000 years to not claim the spoils of victory for himself. When his officers urged him to take up the monarchy, to declare himself America's new monarch, it angered him. And he said, this is what the revolution was about. And then he voluntarily surrendered his commission in Annapolis, Maryland. Tremendous historical place, Harrison. After they signed, the 55 delegates signed the Constitution, they hosted a banquet at City Tavern, which is part of this magnificent complex, and during which they consumed 54 bottles of Madeira, 50 bottles of claret, 7 bowls of spiked punch, 22 bottles of porter, beer, and hard cider. Ladies and gentlemen, the standard has been set high. Are we up to it? But it is very appropriate that the National Governors Association celebrate a century of state leadership in the city where the Declaration indeed was signed, where George Washington received his commission as commander of the Continental Army, a city where our terms of leadership and freedom and equality were born, where basic principles of governing were created, federalism, judicial review, individual rights. And from this hot summer day in 1776, in July, the signers of the Declaration. When they signed it on July 4th, this bell, which had originally been ordered in 1753, was made in England, was up where that belfry is today, but on July 4th it did not ring because the signers wanted to make sure that they had everything together before they announced to their citizens and to the world this Declaration of Independence. 4 days later, on July 8th, the first time that there was the reading of the Declaration, and then this Liberty Bell rang out beautifully, announcing liberty, not yet achieved, but the vision established. Perhaps it is most fitting that we governors, current and former, gather here because in those early years, following a most unlikely series of military victories, the debate held amongst America's leaders was over the role and strength of states. Our country's founders, men like Thomas Jefferson, who would later say during his first inaugural address that the states are, quote, the most competent administrations for domestic concerns, fought for federalism in the idea that states were best equipped to work for the needs of the citizens. Unlike any other nation in the world, we remain committed to the idea that we are a group of states who have chosen to band together. We see the ideal of strong, sovereign states embodied in our nation's name, the United States of America. Another line from these hallowed halls also reverberates. Benjamin Franklin, just after adding his name to the Declaration of Independence, reminded his fellow signatories that we must all hang together, or most assuredly, we will all hang separately. And he meant it literally. Also was the phrase, e pluribus unum, out of many, one. Today, during the plenary sessions, when they showed the man on the street or person on the street interviews, you may not have noticed this, but when they had as the backdrop the Washington Monument and the flags flying, for the first time ever were the flags of the 50 states flying on the flagpoles around the Washington Monument. I ordered them to fly that day. I believe there's no greater symbol of e pluribus unum than to have that magnificent monument surrounded by the flags of the states. We're a nation of sovereign, co-equal states, but we're stronger for our unity and cooperation. This bell, which means so much to us, it has the inscription from Leviticus 25, verse 10. Proclaim liberty throughout all the land and to all the inhabitants thereof. Proclaim liberty. It is also worth noting that as you look at this crack, when it first began to appear, no one even noticed. It is not even recorded historically. But in 1846, to commemorate George Washington's birthday, they had made repairs. And during that commemoration, this magnificent bell once again sang out with its beautiful, beautiful sound. And then they began to hear that the tone was changing. 2 hours after this magnificent sound of the Liberty Bell, commemorating the birthday of George Washington, it fell silent and has never rung since. Isn't it interesting when you think about our founding fathers, that John Adams and Thomas Jefferson both passing on the 4th of July, the fact that in commemoration of George Washington's birthday, that the bell fell silent. There's something, I think, providential about this. Also, as was pointed out by Cokie Roberts today, when Benjamin Franklin came from the Constitutional Convention and was asked, do we have a republic? And he responded, madam, you do have a republic if you can keep it. Ladies and gentlemen, I would suggest to you that this gathering of the governors of the United States of America was as resounding a symbol and reality that we have kept the republic. It is in good hands. And America watched through this new medium called C-SPAN. And America can rejoice because liberty stands firm. Liberty rings out because of America's governors. God bless you for your leadership, and God bless the United States of America.